You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. Have a great Thursday. At least I hope I will today. Hey, I have a lot to talk to you about. I guess I want to give you an update, so to speak, on the three-headed monster, the biggest question that doesn't pertain to injuries, and that's the three centers. Like, that's the Sixers' three centers. Like, how is it going to work? You know, the regular season starts on Wednesday. I mean, the Sixers open up against Oklahoma City Thunder, and it's going to be one of those things where it may not happen that game due to injuries, but it's going to be one of those things where this is going to be the elephant in the room. How does Brett Brown utilize all three centers? How does Brett Brown keep all three centers happy? And it's going to be tough. You know, I think that, believe it or not, that the injury to Ben Simmons, the injury to Jared Bayless, may help the Sixers in regards to getting more than one of the bigs on the floor at the same time. I mean, let's face it, if you had Ben Simmons, you know, Ben was basically going to be the point forward. Yes, they wanted to slide him to point the point guard, you know, down the road, but he was going to be the four man. Dario Saric was going to be the backup four man. Jeremy Grant was going to be the third stringer, or like a combo, a guy who could play the three as well. So with that being said, if Ben Simmons was still healthy, there wouldn't be any room to get two of the bigs, Joel Embiid, Jahlil Okafor, or Nerlens Noel on the floor at the same time. But right now, due to the injury of Ben Simmons, at least for the time being until he returns, if he returns this season, it will be a thing where the 76ers can get two of them out there, and that will make them happy a little bit. But I don't think that will make the team happy in regards to performance-wise. I mean, let's face it. We talked about this before, and, you know, it's going to be hard for these guys to play together. Now, I know what they're saying. You know, we talked about that before. You know, it's one of these things where they all love the fact that, you know, hey, I want to get on the floor. We can have 2 7-footers on the floor at the same time. We can be real dominant. We can do this. We can do that. The only problem is that what are you going to do in the perimeter? Who's going to guard the stretch four? You know, they just don't have it. I mean, Nerlens Noel, you know, is the best defender. He's probably the most athletic. Now, you know, some people may say that Joel Embiid is athletic too, but I don't know if he can run as well as Nerlens. Now, don't get me wrong, he's close to him, but I think that Nerlens is more athletic, and he is the best one that's going to be able to defend in space. The problem with that is he still can't keep up with the Kevin Loves of the world. So that's a problem. Now, and then another thing is when you have Nerlens Noel, he's also the best rim protector. Some people may say Embiid is in there in that category as well, close to him. And I agree, he's close to him. But, you know, I just got to base it off of the things that I've seen with my eyes. Now, I've seen, you know, Embiid, you know, block a couple shots. But I haven't seen him come over like Noel yet and do it from the help side defense. You know, I see guys coming at Embiid, and it's one of those things is either you're going to dunk on him or he's going to block the shot, and he's been able to get the shots. But Noel, it just seems like he's just like he keeps everyone's head on a swivel, so to speak, and you always need to know where he is at all times. So it's one of those things, do you really want him out in space? So, You know, that's the problem. That's the dilemma. That's some of the things that the Sixers have to consider, you know. And another thing, it's funny. You know, I spoke to Stan Van Gundy on Saturday about this situation, and he's a great guy to talk to about this, because when he took over the Detroit Pistons job, he had Twin Towers and Andre Drummond and Greg Monroe. And initially, he was like, wow, this is an ideal lineup. Everything was great, you know, this and that. But then it got to a point where, you know, they would start the games, both of them, and I think that was more or less to keep them happy. They also started, you know, the second half, but one guy would go on the bench, the other guy would slide to center. Let's say, for instance, you know, Drummond was the center. He was the starting center, and Monroe was the power forward when they did the Twin Towers. So Drummond goes to the bench. Monroe moves over to the five. He plays, and then next thing you know, he comes out. And then Drummond goes in and plays the five. So that's what they did, because they realized that Drummond is good and as athletic as he is, he couldn't guard stretch fours. So, you know, now when you talk to Van Gundy, he'll say, hey, look, this is a great situation, a better situation than Brett Brown's has had in the previous, you know, three seasons. And he does have a valid point by saying that, you know, but at the same time, it's tough to keep three guys happy. Now, I will give Jahlil Okafor credit. He seems to be extremely happy. He's not having a hard time, you know, coming off the bench and working with that second group, that second unit right now, you know, because Embiid is the starter. Noel is injured right now, and Okafor is trying to get back in shape. I mean, it seems like his problem with him is that his knee keeps swelling up and getting sore on him, you know, the day after hard workouts. But the thing is, right now, you know, this guy has been a perfect teammate, and I have to commend him for that. You know, he says all the right things. But again, what happens months from now? What happens if he realizes that, you know, that this thing right here, him being on the second unit, isn't just a temporary thing? That this is going to be how it is as long as he's a 76er. And let's face it, you know, he's not going to make, he may not make a lot of money if he's the backup. If you're a backup who plays limited minutes, even if teams believe that you're worth that money, they probably won't give it to you, because it's kind of sort of like, hey, bruh, I know you can play, but look, this is what your team has done for you. This is what you're doing. These are the minutes that you're producing. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he feels next year, if he's still here, if he's still here under these circumstances. Because, you know, one has to expect that even though that he and Noel, if they stay this season, they'll probably get some run. But you have to expect when Ben Simmons comes back that, you know, their minutes are going to be probably, I mean, they're going to decrease big time. I mean, they have to. I mean, I would love to put a number total on it, but I'm not sure how many they'll play just because of injuries. So I don't want to say, hey, they'll play 12 to 15 minutes a game, and then who knows, they may play a little bit more, a little bit less. But, you know, all that is going to factor in, and Brett Brown knows that, you know. But we talked about this before, too. It's one of those things where they're in an interesting situation, because you don't know the health of Embiid. But if that guy is healthy, if you look at and you see the way he plays and you see how dominant and his skill set for a big man he is, it's going to be hard not to play him. I mean, let's face it, you know, this Sixers team right now, during the preseason, when he comes off the floor, they lose a lot. Not a little bit, a lot. It's kind of like, you know, when he's not there, it's like blowout city, you know. But that's how good he is. Now, to Nerlens Noel, in Okafor's defense, they haven't been playing in the preseason. The one game that New Orleans played in the preseason is like the Sixers won it. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, maybe these guys do have bring some value, you know, a lot of value that will help the team. But I'm just here to tell you, like, you know, the last five games, you know, they have looked awful without Okafor on the floor. Now, the next topic that I would really like to discuss is I really would like to talk about my man Nick Stauskas. Now Nick is yesterday he amazes me. I mean, it's like they're in the open practice around the Sixers fans. Nick Stauskas goes out there, he makes some shots. I mean, he makes a couple three balls. He has a nice dunk. You know, the crowd goes crazy in his dunk in a dunk contest. You know, and it's like, dang, this guy is just relaxed. It's kind of like, you know, we say this over and over about this guy. It's getting become a broken record. I mean, it's just, he just seems to get nervous or he seems to lose confidence in himself whenever he's in a game setting. You know, he just needs to relax and calm down. I mean, right now, here's a guy who was the eighth pick in the 2014 draft. And he's shooting 9%. He's made 1 of 11 shots in the preseason. I mean, you can't do that, Nick. And I, you know, a lot of people are saying the Sixers got to cut him. You know, the Sixers have to do this. The Sixers have to do that. He can't play in the NBA. You know, I think the guy can play in the NBA. And the thing about the Sixers, it's going to be a tough decision because if Nick Stauskas gets his mental game together and he gets focused and he does what he knows he has to do, I'm of the belief that he will be a solid player in this league. And that's tough because if you give up on him and then all of a sudden this guy gets like fired up and gains all this confidence, you don't want to see that on another team. So, you know, that's why, like, some people are saying, oh, they're definitely going to cut him. Look at him. He can't play. He can't do this. He can't do that. You know, I'm of the belief that, you know, you can't cut him. Like, I mean, you just have to see what he does. I mean, like, if it's one of those things where, you know, he makes the final roster spot and then you basically send him down to the D League for a little bit just to see what he can, you know, see if he can get his confidence up. And then if everything you try and it just doesn't, if you try everything, excuse me, and it just doesn't work out, then yeah, then I think it's time that you may have to part ways. But I'm telling you, this guy, if you go to practice and you see the things that we see when they allow the media in there, and if you saw the athleticism that he showed yesterday, you realize that he does have a skill set. It's just a mental approach. Hey, this is Keith Pompey. I want to thank you guys for listening in today. Like I said before, I want you to have a great Thursday, and also prepare yourself to watch tomorrow's Sixers preseason finale against the Miami Heat. It should be interesting, and as those games are, sometimes roster spots are decided by that final matchup. Have a blessed Thursday, and talk to y'all tomorrow.